Right, we are getting most of our what's ons today from the northeast of Scotland, Christian Diary. Tonight is the Shed Youth Cafe, starting up at 7 p.m. through until 9 p.m. Now, this is open to any young person aged 11 to 18 years old. The project established in response to the need identified by the Street Football Project. It was to provide a safe space for young people in the local community to gather and develop friendships and a sense of belonging. The Youth Cafe provides a relaxed environment for young people to hang out with their friends on a Friday night. There's great food, pool table, table tennis, Wii nail bar, a photo booth and much more. And the cafe is supported by trained youth worker staff and volunteers and provides an opportunity for young people to develop their skills and to grow in confidence. It's all happening at Shedexley Baptist Church tonight. E-Day Walk, Shedexley in Aberdeen, AB 15 6LN, if you've not been into that area before. But if you happen to go along the Langstraat, then you'll see the ice curling place, followed swiftly by a Tesco, and it's actually Shedexley Baptist Church. You can see it in behind the ice curling place. So that's where it is on E-Day Walk. Right, let's get on to some more things. If you like folk music, there's folk music going on tonight, 7:30 p.m. until 10 p.m. at the Hub, and that's the Colts Parish Church Outreach, and it's in the cafe area. So if you like folk singing or playing or even just listening to folk music, then do join in and you'll be able to go in, enjoy that for free. No doubt you'll probably have to pay for food and drink and such like. The contact is Jan Johnson, 07502 126 911. I think every one of us might have just even question our beliefs at some stage in our lives. And Feta Esso is offering a quiet day tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And it's just provides companions on the way. It's led by Bruce and Elaine Cameron and organised by the Epiphany Group. Further quiet days are really from the 1st of April and also the 24th of June. It's to be found at Feta Esso Church, Bath Street in Stonehaven, AB 39 2DH. Carol Phelan, or Phelan, is the contact, and Carol is spelt with an E on the end, carole.phelan at talk21.com. She's very friendly, and her contact number is 07714091418. Here's a plea, by the way, for folks to be able to come in and assist us so that, for example, as we give out phone numbers and information on air live, then that information is going to be made available, for example, on a podcast, and people can read it, or on our Facebook page or such like, and it would just help us quite a bit. So folks are really requested to come and help us here at Gospel for Grampian. On a Sunday, there's a number of different things, mainly music at Hillview Community Church. And it's a fun music for parents and caregivers to enjoy together with preschool children. So that's from 9:45 until 11:15. Now I'm going to pull this down and see whether other mainly music. There's mainly music happening at Hebron Evangelical Church on Tuesday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And Hebron mainly music is at Hebron Evangelical Church, Summer Street in Aberdeen, AB 10 1RR. Cost is normally about £2 for this. There's also City Church Mainly Music on the 15th of March, 9:45 to 11. And this actual cost of this one is free. Mark Forbes is the contact there. And it's Gilcomston Park, 49 Gilcomston Park in Aberdeen, AB25 1PN. Other things also going on of note. King's Community Church on Sunday is running a money management course, 1PM to 3PM. This is, I believe, to do with CAP, C-A-P. For those who simply desire to gain valuable knowledge and skills when it comes to handling finances that God has provided us. The course will help you and equip you to take control of your finances. Regardless of your financial situation, the money management course will have something for you to take away and to apply in your life. And that's to be found at King Street, AB25 5LL. And that's on Sunday, 1pm to 3pm. Paprika at Aberdeen Christian Fellowship. On Tuesday, Mother and Toddlers Group during the term time. Now, ACF is to be found at Union Grove, AB10 6SR. Lots of different places I'm mentioning here, lots of different postcodes, but the idea is that you can go and have a look for yourself, christiandiary.com, and that'll give you all the information. I'm just picking things out, and you can go and write down all the information from christiandiary.com. We'll do a link through to christiandiary.com from the Twitter site, which I'll do in just a few minutes after I've finished speaking here. Now, St. Margaret Church of Scotland is running something called Loving Others Through Christ. What's this about? You're invited to come along Tuesdays or Wednesdays to find out about hospitality, caring for ourselves, what makes a welcoming place, the presence of Jesus in all we do, and Christ's gift to us. Also involves, I believe, certainly on Tuesdays, involves lunch and discussion. And on Wednesdays, it involves coffee as well. Now, Carol Phelan is there, and she's the contact number 01224 895033. And on March the 16th, which is next Thursday, street football, Sheddixley Baptist Church. And it was established in partnership with YMCA over 5 years ago as a pioneering project for young people. Street football runs every Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. during school term time. And there's a Aberdeen citywide prayer meeting on the 17th, that's next Friday, New Hills Church, the Stables. This is really an opportunity for people, refugees, to come together to pray about people, refugees, issues, the world for Christ, and to seek and prosperity of the city. So if when we pray to God and we are ready, then God will be ready to answer as well. You can find out all this information and much more at christiandiary.com. Now then, let's tell you quickly about what's actually happening next week here on the station. Our Community Elements show is going to be largely transport orientated next week. Rightly said by Howard Drysdale, the port chaplain, certainly if it wasn't for seafarers bringing in various goods and things, there would be a lot of empty supermarket shelves. And really and truly, if it wasn't for lorry drivers or indeed rail people as well, we wouldn't have a lot of things. So we're going to have a little insight next week into finding out about some of the ministries that actually run on the railways, run on the roads, run also to cater for mariners, seafarers as well. So we'll be doing that next week between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. Our news hour is taking on a different look today as well and for the future, because this station is really reaching out to the north of Scotland. And so we're going to be taking three areas of news, that being the Grampian area, the Highlands West, Highlands and Islands, and also the Northern Isles and North Highlands. These are the areas that we will be considering and taking most of our news from bbc.co.uk. Also more news from the Northern Isles as well. So try and do what we can and also take some local news from some of the local newspapers. Do stay tuned in for that. This is Gospel for Grampian. It's the Community Elements Show, and I'm going to try and make sure that we have the main podcasts available for you from podbean.co.uk. g4g.podbean.com, that is.